Good Friday. Today is December the 26th, and you're listening to My Farm. We are going to take a look out in the backyard this Friday, actually looking more in the house at plants, those being the poinsettias, and care for those so you can enjoy them not only through the Christmas holiday, but as we get into the new year as well with some basic tips. We'll be back with that after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to take some time this Friday morning as we look out in the backyard and garden and continue talking about Christmas-type plants. Now, we spent the last several weeks talking about the different species of Christmas trees, and last week we even got into the Christmas cactus. Today, we want to go into another popular Christmas plant, that being the poinsettia. And a lot of different folks have different thoughts on these, what they like, whether they like the whites, the reds, the variegateds. There's all sorts of different colors and sizes of poinsettias. But they're plants that are relatively easy to maintain if you follow just some basic steps. And really, care for poinsettias begins right from the selection and where you get those from. Ideally, if you have the opportunity to choose them from a reputable grower that runs through a local garden center, that's the best. But poinsettias sold at most locations can still be maintained. A way to select a high-grade plant is looking for undamaged, dense foliage and budding flowers in between the colored bracts. Those are those upper-level leaves, which are mistaken for flowers, but really they are colored leaves. You want to buy it from an indoor store and make sure they don't display these near automatic doors. That's a giveaway because those lower temperatures that come in for any excessive period exposing those leaves causes problems to those long term, and it means they won't last as long. A reputable seller is going to make sure that they are also watered correctly. So when you purchase those, you want to feel inside that compost mix and ensure that it's neither sandy dry or soaking wet, but it's going to be somewhere in the middle that it's got adequate moisture. The next thing you need to keep in mind is as you transport your poinsettia home with you, that you protect it as well. And a lot of times, again, depending on where you buy it, they will be wrapped in plastic or paper, something to protect those leaves and the plant from cold temperatures. Anything below 54 degrees can be a problem for the plant for exposed periods, but if you've got them wrapped and sort of created a microclimate to protect them, that's what it takes. When you do get it home, then you want to take it out of that sleeve or the paper. Make sure you place it on some sort of saucer to collect any of the excess water when it's watered or drains. And you need to be careful, too, with the pot sleeves because they can hold too much water and cause the plant to die. So make sure that that container that it's in is able to let water seep out and through. And then it's making sure that you have the right temperatures. And when it comes to knowing where to place it, they are particularly sensitive to fluctuations in temperatures, so you want something that is consistent. Now, sudden changes, being moved from a warm living room to a chilly hallway or placed by an exterior door that's frequently opened and closed can cause stress on that plant's draft, cold windowsills, even the other extreme, heat sources like radiators, fireplaces, and air vents can all cause leaf drop or premature fading of the colors of those bracts. So we want to think about keeping it as consistent in temperature as possible, and that can be anywhere from 59 to 72 degrees within that range. They don't generally like direct sunlight, although this is less of an issue during the winter. And finally, when it comes to water, you do not want to overwater these plants. You water them when that soil or when that potting mixture is dry to the touch. And again, we want it to be well drained so that water can get away. And then you just let it set for a few days until it starts to dry down again. And with those basic tips, you should be able to enjoy that poinsettia throughout the holiday season and well into the first of the year. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to continue talking about poinsettias. Now, we talked about how to care for them earlier, but now we want to take a look at how they actually became associated with the holiday in the first place. USDA's Rod Bain tells us that story and more.
Poinsettias, an iconic Christmas symbol. Yet, how did it become such? Robin Butterbaugh of South Dakota State University Extension says there is an obvious connection.
It blooms in the month of December as the nights are lengthening.
With a story of a Mexican woman picking a bouquet of roadside flowers on the way to a Christmas Eve nativity scene, presenting the arrangement at the display, only for the poinsettias to bloom right on the spot.
And so after that, it became adopted as part of Christmas decorations in nativity processions, and the colors of red and green became more associated with Christmas.
While originally called Quetzalcoatl by the Aztecs, the modern name is tied to a U.S. ambassador to Mexico who brought poinsettias to our country in the early 1800s for cultivation and gift-giving. Ambassador John Poinsett. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.